Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
I stroke them all night because they're very happy little ones.
I will never, ever, ever, ever understand that game.
But of course you don't, because you don't know how to walk.
I mean, you're a grown man playing Pokemon. You play that every day?
No, actually, no. I refuse to grow up. When that happens, all you do is get old. I'm still 16. 16's a good age.
Yeah, I guess it is. Hey, I...
Yeah, because everything is fuckable.
Yes, it is. Hey, I agree with that. I see you're getting a new logo.
Well, I was thinking about it. We're thinking about using that, the new logo, the fire guy. I think it's kind of cool. But the new logo, we're going to put that on special releases for DEF CON, I think. I think they'd be, it's kind of a good moniker.
No, it's pretty cool. I saw that just before the show. I like that.
Yeah. You love me. I know you love me. I just see it. That's the way it is.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is the show we do now every Friday night. And
yep.
We talk about food news. You can call in.
Sundays pretty much sucked because I thought Sundays were kind of like, you know, you don't do anything on Sundays. Little did I know, Sundays, if you have something planned on a Sunday night, it kind of fucks up Sunday.
It does fuck up Sundays. Friday,
it does.
Well, it fucks up Fridays too when it comes to Friday night date night. But
well,
neither one of you or I have dates anyway.
Yeah. I don't have a life. But the Fridays are easier because Fridays kind of like it's the end of the week. You kind of it's blowing off steam kind of thing. It doesn't matter where you are. We can do this show from anywhere in the United States. I was sitting in a truck. I think one of the first shows we did. But it's you're blowing off steam and it's kind of happy. Sunday is kind of like the end of the weekend. All you want to do is go, fuck, tomorrow's Monday, and you don't want to move.
By the way, we are now rated R. So if you're back to the show, because we took a hiatus for about two months, I guess.
Yep.
We're rated R now. So if you don't like F words, F bombs, then sorry. Go
if you don't like fuck
NPR.
Words and fuck bombs, this is not the show for you.
Oh, let's see here. Before I go to your update on DEFCON sauces, I just wanted
to
tell you.
I do have an announcement, but yes, go ahead.
Well, just give me a minute, then you can. Then I'll play
dear.
Your little. Anyway, remember last week when we had the fucked up system where I was operating off the phone and we had someone that was calling from Fresno?
Yes! Oh my God, they're online like the whole time.
Well, anyway, I called the guy. Well, but it turned out to be a guy who's and
yeah, the women don't like us. Only men listen to us.
But what a cool guy. His name is Iron Mike. And in
oh,
fact,
no.
Iron Mike. Oh no, what?
Tyson?
Oh no. Huh? No, not Mike Tyson. This guy is.
Well, Iron Mike.
Cool.
Oh, come on. Come on. All right, go ahead.
He's in Fresno, California, and he might come on tonight, but he was slightly under the weather. Under the weather this evening, so I'm not sure if he's calling in. But wait till you hear this guy. He's got stories. He's gonna be like our California call-in. He's got the craziest stories about California. So,
well, we got the lady in Hazleton. Well, I mean, So this is good. The family's growing. We got the lady in Hazleton,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, who's supposed to be our updater of the real news, and now we got Fresno dude.
And by the way, she's in Kentucky, but whatever. Pennsylvania,
I thought it was Hazleton, PA. Hey, my bad. Hey, yeah, I need another beer.
But anyway, Mike, pretty cool guy. He may be able to call in tonight. He wasn't sure, but he told me some stories that you were going to crack up. I mean, he's hilarious.
Awesome.
So anyway.
Well, what does he do?
Well, you know, he never told me what he did.
Oh.
I guess he calls radio shows. He never told me what his we'll have to ask him what his occupation.
All right. Not prison inmate.
But you know, when I called him back, he goes, "Thank you for calling me." He says, "I really enjoy your show." He said, "I laugh my ass off and have all my friends listening." And he enjoyed
awesome.
The show. So then we started talking, and he started telling me shit. Oh my God! I said, save this stuff for the show. Said, you gotta come.
Awesome! That's the kind of news I like to hear. That's cool. That's cool.
I'll just give you one little snippet. He's got a story about cow fart tents.
Cow fart tents?
I won't go any further. It is hilarious. I mean, and he's going to talk about the stupid shit, literally, that they do in California. So anyway, now, that's out of the way.
Dude, what's wrong with your phone?
What's wrong with my phone? What is wrong with your
phone? It sounds like you're talking out of your shorts.
Really? How about this? Is this better?
Well, no. Now the good music's on. My music. Yeah. Okay. Announcement from the DEFCON. Oh, God. The DEFCON group. Tomorrow we're supposed to be in Beach Haven for the Hop Sauce Fest, where it's beer and hot sauce. We've been doing it for a few years now, actually. It's a ton of fun. We had a very close family member. Their dad passed away. It's kind of, I'm taking one for the team here. We cannot make the show. I love the industry, but every once in a while, family kind of interjects. And this family is very close to our family since like high school. So it's one of those things. I gotta say no to the show. And this is probably like one of the first times we've done this in a long fucking time. But hey, it is what it is. Our paths will cross again. If you're looking to go to the Hop Sauce Fest in Beach Haven, New Jersey, it's a great time. I wish the vendors the best of luck, and I wish I was there, and everybody have a great time. Have a beer on me, and that's that. Other than that, the DEF CON schedule, as of, I think it's next weekend, we start the farmer's markets. It may be 2 weeks. I think it's next week. No, I got to check the calendar. And that's my last free weekend. This is my last free weekend until November. We have shit scheduled for every fucking weekend until November. It's freaking awesome. We're going to be very busy this week, this whole year. And, it's going to get really more interesting as time goes on. But I'll leave it back to my the dynamic duo. I'll leave it to – I'm Buttman. He's throbbing.
Yes, I'm throbbing. Yes, I got a question.
Yes, I am.
While you were talking, I've noticed today, this is weird. I don't know if it's because it's 87 degrees, but, you know, houseflies, they're like crawling on the floor. They're just crawling around on the floor. Does that mean that we call them walks or do we call them flies?
No, you call them neither. You've bought so many people's dead shit. Those are their souls coming back to haunt you.
No, it's weird. Like today, I've been.
You buy dead
things.
People's shit. You've done that for a while. These are their ghosts. That's why they're crawling on the floor. They're looking for their shit.
Tons of flies. There's tons of flies and mosquitoes around here because of all the damn rain.
Well, that's great. Then try flushing in the bathroom every once in a while.
I think we had another 5 inches of rain since last Friday.
When's the last time you took a shower?
Who, me or the
With
flies?
Water. With water.
Oh.
You.
I took one yesterday. Why?
I'm just asking. That's why you got all the flies, dude. It's not because of the weather. It's because you got dead people shit, and you're not a good bather.
I had to leave the doors open because the dogs... But never mind.
Right. Even the dogs are disgusted.
Well, I'm just calling these house flies. They're not house flies. They're house walks because they haven't been flying all day. I've been stepping on them. It's weird. And they're flies.
You're stepping on souls looking for their dead people's stuff.
Okay. Speaking of pulling my pork, I may pull
That's all hands on with you, bud. I got nothing to do with that.
I made pulled pork soup. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, it usually happens at the end of pulling your pork.
I was going to give the recipe, but sure.
You started it.
I'm not even going to go there. Pulled pork soup, which basically is rice and beans and pulled pork, of course, and onions.
With a cream
and...
sauce, with a fine cream sauce.
Yes, with the fine.
It smells like bleach.
Sauce.
Yeah. Got that.
Yeah, that's the secret ingredient is that fine cream sauce.
It's that high protein fine cream sauce. Yes, Swears. They got Swears.
Okay. And by the way, you know we've been around, haven't been around for like 2 months, so I decided to check out our audience from last week to see who's listening. We're back.
Oh, who we got?
This blows me away. Well, 34% of our listeners come from out of the country, which still I find amazing.
Which is fine by me.
But Russia, China, and Korea, of that 34%.
We're in collusion. We got collusion going on, baby.
I know. So what I'm wondering is, are we doing our small part maybe to have something to do with this North Korean summit? I mean, we got China.
We are.
Russia and Korea.
It's my disarming voice. This making Kim Jong mentally ill guy, whatever the hell his name is, the guy with the funny haircut, it's making him upset that you don't get it. We are the reason he's disarming. We are it.
Maybe. I think we're it. Because, you know, the whole summit was almost off. It was almost completely over, and then we came back on the air, and it's back on again.
There it is. I mean, I don't even have a tinfoil hat. I believe it.
It's just weird. I can't understand why those three countries are the top. There was also the United Kingdom and Australia and France and Italy and Malaysia. Malaysia's another one. They listen a lot there, too. Yeah.
That's cool. They're missing a plane.
They are missing a plane. That's sad.
Yeah,
that's
never,
not even
never
funny,
found.
But that
never
is
found. Yeah.
So thank you, Russia. Thank you, Russia, China, and Korea, and you can thank us.
Oh yeah. Well, all we need now is like Iran. That'd be a four-way. That'd be great.
Now this is not speaking of pulling my pork. We don't have any Middle East listeners. Is that odd?
It is odd. Well,
none. We did.
Well, hey,
I'll take it. We did. We did a few about a year. No, less than a year ago. We had.
No, we had Egypt. Didn't we have Egypt at one point?
Yeah, you're right.
I think
we did.
Egypt.
We had Saudi Arabia too. Oh, and we had Israel. Are they considered in the Middle East? I guess they are.
No,
right?
It's Israel. It's not the Middle East. It's Israel. I see. Oh, you almost baited me into that one. No, I'm staying clear of that guy. No. No. Oh, you must not say bad things. Oh, no, no. You cannot have the last hot dog. Oh, no, no, no. That's what it is for me.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Hey, by the way, if you want to call in and talk to us, you're welcome to call 714-242-5272. We'll talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. And by the way, Miss Kentucky, Deborah/Pennsylvania, as John says, you can call in if you've got anything to report.
She's supposed to be a fact finder. She was on a fact finding mission. She's had a month. I wonder what.
Speaking of fact finding, just another thing from leftover from last week.
Right.
You asked me, does Save-A-Lot have an E? I checked. It does. Save-A-Lot does have an E at the end of save.
Right. Right.
So just in case
it's not Save-A-Lot. Save-A-Lot is what you do, what you put on a burn.
That's true.
Ooh, see what I did there? Yeah, I did good. I turned SAV into SALVE. Look at that. Oh, I'm good. I am fucking good, dude. Man, I'm on my game. I need another beer too. I gotta go. You know what? I've been drinking beer too. I'm gonna go to the whiskey tonight.
Go to the rest. I'm already at vodka. Vodka and orange juice right now.
Oh, girly drink. Oh, I have to put fruit in my booze. What's wrong with you?
Put fruit in your what?
You put fruit in your booze.
Orange juice. I'm
drink
trying to be healthy.
Drink the freaking vodka. You don't need the orange juice to make the vodka taste better. Vodka, good vodka doesn't taste like anything, so you don't even know you're drinking.
And by the way, is this called a screwdriver? It is, right?
Really? Really?
Is it Phillips head or is it a Phillips head or a flathead? I don't know.
Flathead. you're below the Manson-Nixon line. I'm going flathead.
All right. The things people listen to us for, and I know they listen for food news. So it's that time. I'm not even going to play the food news fucking.
No, don't. Just don't. You're better off playing like something like Petticoat Junction theme or something like that. Just trust me on this.
Yeah, I'm not going to. All right. It's
actually, you know
time.
What?
Oh,
you could know. Actually, you know what would be a great lead-in? Would be Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse. That would be a really good lead-in theme. I'm not lying.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What,
you've never heard
cat
of Courageous
what?
Cat and Minute Mouse? What the hell's wrong with you?
What is that?
Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse is a cartoon, you freak. You've got to be kidding me. You've never heard of Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
Never heard of it.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to pull it up here. I'm going to blast this shit in my house. Oh, my God. Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse. You never heard of it. What the frick is wrong with you? Oh, my God. All right. Go ahead. As you were saying, I'm pulling up Courageous Cat.
Yeah, look up Courageous Cat. And by the way, I do have a food question, and since you're sort of a food guy,
yeah, just a tad.
just a tad. All right, brat sausages. Right?
Yeah.
Beer brat.
Yeah.
Beer brat.
Right.
So is there really beer in there?
Well, there's particles of beer. There's no real beer because the alcohol. Well, there could be beer particles, but there's no alcohol.
Okay.
Okay. Here's Courageous Cat. Now tell me this is not a cool theme. Wait. Hold on a second. Listen to this. Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
You think that's better than mine?
Then Get Smart, yes. By leaps and freaking bounds.
But Get Smart, it's a play on words because, you know, people are listening to our show and they're getting smart listening to food news.
That's cool as hell.
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse.
We'll make a vote. If you're out there, if there is anybody out there, because nobody's calling, if tell us which one of those theme songs you like the best. Courageous Cat and then
and Minute Mouse,
whatever it's called.
Turkey, no, there's no freaking Turkey Mouse. What the hell's wrong with you? No, Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse. Yeah, buddy.
I said trust. I didn't say turkey mouse. I said trusty mouse. Okay, here we
trusty.
Go.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, my God. They fought that. They fought Mr. Frog. Mr. Frog all the time. Yeah. I'm Mr. Frog. Look it up.
You're going to like this story, John.
I hope so.
Chick-fil-A in Sacramento, California. I do.
Oh,
you know what? I like them, but I'm kind of sick of their waffle fries. There's something they just the waffle
then
fries.
Then don't order them. Food. Don't be a whiny bitch. Don't order them.
And basically, if you think about it, who in the hell puts a pickle on a chicken sandwich anyway? Okay,
if you don't like the pickle, take it off the sandwich. Don't be a whiny bitch.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
In
yes.
Sacramento are giving their employees a raise. They will now be making, this blew me away, $18 an hour.
They'll be subtracted $1 per hour for every sandwich they make wrong. That means they make them right all the time.
But industry analysts claim the raise represents a possible new high watermark, as it appears to be one of the highest wages in the U.S. for frontline fast food workers. I mean,
that sounds like they're going to battle. Where the frontline troops in the trenches building the chicken sandwiches. News at 11. Oh, Walter Cronkite. That's the way it was. What the fuck is that? Please. But okay. Now, I'll tell you what. We are on the road a lot doing shows and stuff, me and my wife and the awesome wife unit, Maggie. We're always on the road. And better that, we're the only one we really eat on a regular basis, because Chick-fil-A's aren't all over the place up here yet. They're really not. They're very virtually nowhere. We always use Wendy's. Now, okay, Wendy's is pretty much if McDonald's and Burger King, you can go juice each other because I'm not even bothering with that. When you walk by a Burger King, flame broiled nothing. When you walk by it, okay, they're grilling hamburgers. Why does it not smell like meat? Anyway, Monsanto. But okay, we go to Wendy's specifically, and okay, everybody wants $15 an hour. Okay, everybody wants it. Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay, get my fucking. Okay, we went the last time we went to Wendy's. It was a long day. Actually, I took Maggie to go see what the hell is his name? Deadpool. I'd seen it the night before, and saw it with my wife, and we were gonna go out to eat to like a steak place, but she was really really tired, so we figured we'd get some Wendy's to go on the way home. That's fine. We got one about 10 minutes away from the house. We stop in there. She gets her thing, her cheeseburger, her hamburger thing. Over. I always get the double plain and a single plain combo, but I always, but it's meat and bread. You cannot make a more simple sandwich than meat and bread. There's no pickle. Yeah. There's no bullshit ketchup, mustard crap. None of that garbage. It's meat and bread. We figured they would be able to do this. They want $15 an hour, and they're mad about the fact that machines can do their job, because there are these things you can order on. You can, when you walk in, that humans still make it, but whatever. We get it home, and yeah, mine had everything on it. What the fuck part of plain don't you understand, you stupid thing? And they want $15. Chick-fil-A doesn't get a lot of stuff wrong. If you actually go to their website and look, very few people have problems with messed up orders. And perhaps that's why.
Yeah, because
they are actually making what they should. No, they're actually getting things right and not fucking up orders, and that's why they're getting what they want. It makes the company, it makes the whole company better when they don't fuck up orders.
But John, come on, $18 an hour to take two buns.
If they're willing to pay their employees $18 an hour, and they're still pulling a profit because that's what they're in business for, I don't see a problem with it. What I got a problem with is paying $15 to some thing who can't get a plain hamburger right.
Well, now that you brought that subject up, that was one of my stories. There is a couple who is suing McDonald's for $2 million because they ordered this actually cracks me up. They ordered a double cheeseburger. Okay.
Yep.
All right, wait a minute. They ordered a double cheeseburger. This is where I think they're not going to win their case, but they wanted them to hold the cheese. So why wouldn't you just order a double burger, not a double cheeseburger? So anyway, because
they're gonna
the lady
lose.
Had
yeah,
some
they're
going to
lose. Roy Kroc had everything set in place. McDonald's is like the Borg of hamburgers. It's like, you will be assimilated. You will eat my beef tallow fries. That's why the Hindus tried to sue them, because they had beef tallow in their fries, and they were offended. In fact, then don't order the fucking fries. If you're offended by the fries, don't order them.
The lady was allergic to cheese, of course.
I'm going to get a double cheeseburger because my wife's allergic to cheese. So if you can just hold the cheese on the double cheeseburger instead of me being a regular human and ordering a double hamburger, please.
But here's the funnier part of that story is, okay, they screwed up. They put cheese on the cheeseburger, even though you asked for no cheese on the cheeseburger.
Yes!
But then, here's my question. So unless they were blind or stupid,
they can read about sesame seed.
Wouldn't you look at the burger and notice there was cheese before you bit into it and had
not if you're looking for a lawsuit. No, not if you're looking for a lawsuit. Maybe she had sunglasses on and they lost power for 5 seconds. There you go. It ain't gonna work.
Yeah, order a cheeseburger, but hold the cheese.
I told you about the one, a true story. McDonald's by us. We're on our way to some fucking East Babblefuck show, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning or 5:30. McDonald's just opened up. I get a couple of. I hate McDonald's, but it's close. It's hot food, and it's simple. I want two sausage biscuits, a couple of hash browns, and a Coke. It's the worst breakfast known to man. I don't care. I'm hungry. And so we ordered it, and Maggie asked, sausage biscuits usually come with egg or cheese on it. So two sausage biscuits plain with a few hash browns and a soda. Okay, great. I get it. Well, now how do you fuck up a sausage biscuit plain? How do you have to think about it. This is premeditated stupidness. We get in the car. We're on our way on Route 78 going towards this godforsaken show we're doing. And all of a sudden, I open up. Okay, we got a sausage biscuit plane. It was a biscuit.
Without the sausage.
Without the meat. I got a biscuit. A sausage biscuit plane. I got a biscuit.
I can understand that.
And they want $15 an hour. Let me introduce you to a game called cornhole.
No, if you want – okay, it's no different than ordering a cheeseburger without the cheese. If you want a sausage biscuit plain, that means you take the sausage out.
No, it does not. No, they put fucking ketchup and eggs and shit on a freaking piece of meat. I would just want the meat and the biscuit. Just like when I ordered a hamburger plain, and they put all this shit on it. I didn't order the guts for the hamburger. I wanted meat and bread.
Well, here's the good news. They're going to get a raise at Chick-fil-A, and they're going to get 18 and out. So you know, if Chick-fil-A you know that McDonald's is going to want $18 an hour too.
Well, and they ain't going to get it. Because Chick-fil-A actually, no, I'm being honest. Chick-fil-A actually serves food. It is actual food, as opposed to these Monsanto factories.
I have nothing against Chick-fil-A, but honestly, I just don't understand the attraction of the food because it's just two buns, a fried chicken breast, and two pickles. So
if it sucked, nobody would be ordering it, and they'd be out of business. It didn't happen that way.
I know, and they have their condiments. I have to be careful with that. They have their condiments separate.
Condom mints. So, that's what a whore had. That's what a whore does after a blowjob. They have a condom mint.
Not necessarily. Okay, so.
Maybe. I got better whores.
All right. Number two. We wore that story out, I think.
We didn't. No, that was enlightening. I think a few of our anybody call into the show. I want to know what you guys think about that. A sausage biscuit plain, and they leave out the sausage. Really? News at 11.
Well,
call us.
To me, it makes logical sense. Okay.
Well, to you, yeah, the Manson Nixon line, flathead. Yeah, I got it.
All right. So remember last week we talked about the ban on plastic straws.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Don't tell me that they lifted the ban because everybody sucked.
it did not pass legislature in California, and we talked about that 500 million plastic straws are used every day in the United States, which
pass in the liberal bastion land of California. that means everyone likes to suck.
Right, but you think about that. It sounds like a lot, 500 million, but think about that. You could probably fill up the back of a pickup truck with 500 million straws.
Well, yeah, but that's bringing reality into it. But that's not what the news wants. The 500 million straws are discarded every day. Yeah, and your mom sucks mints. I mean, what?
Well, but your mother chews on mints. The story.
Hold the ketchup. It's her time of the month. See, now I'm digging.
Are those condiments that your mother chews on? Okay. So, the story.
She does have her own condo.
The story continues. A California bill would require.
California bill. God, you must be. This is like Bill. Is it Hickok?
It would require dine-in restaurants to provide single-use plastic straws. So we're going to keep the plastic straws, but there's a catch, John. You ready for this?
You have to eat the straw.
Only upon request. It passed the state assembly. They'd be warned for the first and second violation. In other words, they're not allowed straws out of the
thing. Even better, if you want a straw, you have to order it in English.
There you go.
Oh, look at that can of worms. Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about.
I wonder how. Hey, you got the computer over there. Say habla straw in Spanish.
Habla straw. Let's see.
And by the way, if a restaurant is caught, they're charged $25 per day. They're giving out straws without being requested, and they have an annual fine limit of $300. So you do the math. If they get caught 12 times during the year, that's the most they can spend.
Straw is paha.
Paha?
P-A-J-A. Paha! I want to own a paha! Oh, you want numerous straws? Yes! See? Oh my god. That's funny shit. Paha! No, honey, I found out today. The Spanish, what's straw in Spanish is paha! P A J A. exactly. Yeah. Yes, yeah. We think alike. This is scary.
Wait.
Now this is a... What? I think the audio version. Oh, it's not playing.
Oh, the audio version is of Ha Ha.
Yeah.
Drum.
This is just fucking awesome. I got, oh, he goes from two. Oh, see, one of our number one in Israel. This is one of our number one in Israel.
Can you imagine? You can drive somebody crazy. Okay, there's 500 million pa's used today. If you played that 500 million times, do it again.
Okay.
Draw. Basha.
That was the rap version. Wiki. Oh my God! Oh, I love. I see. Fridays are so much better for this fucking show. Sundays sucked. Fridays are so much better because I'm in a good mood on Fridays because the week is freaking over.
All right. Now this is a serious story, so we need to put on your serious face. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
The romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak, you know, we've heard all about that. I didn't realize this till this afternoon, but it killed 5 people and 197 people are very sick in 35 states. And at least 89 people have been hospitalized.
Was this because they ate it or the people threw it at them?
I don't know, but here's what I thought was interesting. Kroger says this is going to cost them millions of Kroger supermarkets.
Yep.
According to the company, VP of Knowledge and Regulatory.
Now, for those who don't understand what Kroger is, that's Kroger with a K.
Your title is the VP of Corporate Food Technology and Regulatory Compliance. What do you do for a living?
Corporate Food Technology and Regulatory Compliance. See, I do listen. What the hell does that mean? I'm in charge of bullshit.
That's his title. Anyway, lawsuits related to the outbreak were filed against the retailer and also some restaurants, including Panera Bread, Walmart Sam's Club, and Taylor Farm.
So he's pissed off the Duck Star.
Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health notes a single foodborne illness incident can cost a fast food.
How did Bloomberg get his name on Johns Hopkins? How much did he pay for that one? What Bloomberg get his name? What Doomberg has his own wing now? It's Johns Hopkins. It's not Johns Hopkins. It's Bloomberg. Bloomberg had nothing to do with Johns Hopkins. Fucking Doomberg. Oh, yeah. The nanny state. Oh, you can't have that much sugar. We're going to regulate it. And he's the one who said no, no. Now, Bloomberg, oh, there's a winner. There's a New York winner. Oh, my God. The guy actually said, and he followed through with it, too. Such a douchebag. The guy, they had extra bagels. Every bagel place has extra bagels every day. Well, they used to donate them to the homeless. Well, that's a nice thing, you would think, until Lord Doomberg, fucking Darth Vader bullshit, gets a hold of this shit. He goes, no, 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 you can't hand out the salt bagels because there's too much sodium in it for the homeless. The fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? The people, they're giving them free food to the homeless, and you got a problem with the sodium content? What? Duh. That's Lord Doomberg. Oh, my God, don't get me started.
Your story is your extension of my stories are always better than the actual story.
Fucking nanny state. It's like, oh, yo, no, we can't serve anything over 16 ounces in a sugar drink because it's bad for you. Then what the fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What, no big gulps? Oh, you don't. God.
By the way, just a side note, when you get pissed off, you sound like Grover on the Muppets.
Grover, yes. Grover, yes. You and I am not.
All right. So, person at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School said.
No, Johns Hopkins. Screw the Bloomberg crap. Johns Hopkins.
It cost a fast food restaurant anywhere from $4,000 to $1.9 million per incident of a foodborne incident. Well, you know what? That's a big ring.
Chick-fil-A was left out of that equation, wasn't it? And you know why? Because they get better food.
Chick-fil-A is not in here. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Always am.
Five people died. So, you know.
Well, I mean, they can make more hamburgers from Burger King with those five people. I mean, you know, whatever it is, Soylent Green. It's people.
Now, the next story, I don't know why this story makes me laugh, but the first line made me laugh. Bottled water is milk's biggest competitor.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the first line made me fucking happy in the 80s, but you made you laugh, but whatever. But wait, so water is taking out milk?
Yeah, according to the CEO, this is according to the CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, of course, so he's a little
okay,
biased.
Yeah, wannabe dumb. Yeah, okay, got it. Go.
Bottled water consumption was forecast to reach 103 billion gallons last year, a sharp jump from just 56 billion gallons in 2007. In turn, milk market and is trying to promote its healthy benefits and make a new product called Grab and Go Milk Product and simplified labels to go against the water.
Simplified labels. What are you gonna abbreviate milk? I mean, what do you mean? Oh my God! Really? They're gonna make the label easier. This is milk. Well, we're gonna make it easier for the read. We're gonna make M. It's M. Grab the bottle of M, Mabel. Good God.
M period. M period. They're gonna simplify the label.
Need another quarter M.
Wait a minute. It gets better. And the ingredients list. What's in that container?
Neat. So we're gonna shorten contains milk to contains M. See, and they save ink. And because they save ink, they save the fucking planet. It's great. It's great.
Do you
know why? Do you know why water is taking out milk? Because water doesn't spoil in the sun. You don't need it to be refrigerated. Oh, and I don't know if anybody caught this. If you don't drink water, you die. Milk is kind of, it's one of those things. Yeah, I grew up with it. Yeah, it's great. Okay. I don't really need milk anymore because I grew up. Don't need
it.
I don't care for it.
I can't even tell you the last time I had a glass of milk. Jesus. I mean,
All I remember was milk. When you tried to spit, the spit came back and hit you in your own face. You tried to spit. It was like whoop, bap. It's like you spit a slingshot out of your mouth and it came back and hit you in the forehead. It's like, why am I drinking this crap?
But when we were in school, they had those little half pints. Remember when we were at elementary school? But hey, they had paper. They had paper straws back then. They didn't have plastic.
They did.
Paper.
They pa ha pa ha pa ha pa ha.
They had
Basha.
Paper.
Basha. Basha.
Remember that.
Remember that. Okay, but I have figured out, I figured out how to help the milk industry. Because this next story
the milk industry starts serving water. They're gonna make money now.
No, but this next story actually fixes the problem. Are you ready? These stories are from two different days, and I'm like, oh damn, the milk issue. Listen to this.
Oh God,
obese children.
There's a bunch of those. Yeah. They don't even run. None of them play Pokemon Go because you have to walk.
Obese children who consume at least two servings cow milk every day are more likely to have more fasting insulin, indicating better blood sugar control, according to a research at the University of Texas. The study found
they're already obese. That means they've not been fed correctly to begin with. So the fact has already been stated. They were brought up wrong. They were served the wrong food growing up. So all of a sudden milk is now a miracle drug? No. Have them drink water.
Yeah.
They will lose weight if they drink water.
Forget, but
fuckers.
Think about this. Okay, so we knew, you're right. We used to drink milk. We had to drink milk at lunch.
We had to. It was forced upon us by sheer force of will. The dark side compels you. You had to drink the milk.
Here's your little half pint of milk and your paper. What do you call it again? And go drink it. But Faja. So here's what a Faja is completely different, isn't it? Okay, but think about this. Forget about grab and go milk. Forget about simplifying the label.
Grab and go milk is like ripping off an udder. Think about that for a minute.
What?
He's ripped an udder off a cow, grab and go. That's wrong. Cow's rights.
That's utterly ridiculous. You knew that was
it's
coming.
Utterly ridiculous. Okay. Absolutely. Oh, you know.
All right. Oh. So here's my thought. Why doesn't the milk industry just market milk to fat kids? Like,
because they don't have to. They don't have to, because pizza has milk in it called cheese. Everything has cheese. And so the milk people are already making a shit ton of cash off of fat people because everything has cheese in it. It could be a processed cheese food. It still has a form of dairy in it. It's just been manipulated.
But they can sell more. According to this, if kids drink 2 servings of milk, then they're not going to have insulin problems and kids' diabetes and all that stuff that goes along with it.
Okay, how about mom doesn't get – no, wait. How about mom takes the quart of Breyers ice cream out of their fucking hands when they're playing Xbox on the couch for the first formative 8 years of their lives? Oh, forget about that. Throw that freaking out the window. Oh, no, the kid's already fat, so let's make him drink milk. No, start off real. Let's have – ooh, does he eat vegetables? Oh, he hates vegetables. We all did as children. But the good kids, now we're not obese because we like our vegetables and we do this kind of thing because it's good for you. Okay, if you're having hot pockets at the age of 3, you might want to move out of your house.
Hot pockets.
Hot pockets.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, 3-year-old. Oh, I want a hot pocket. Here's a hot pocket. Because I just want to shut you up. Here's an iPhone 10 and a Hot Pocket. Now, hey, 3-year-old, have a good day. And society has to watch over this piece of shit.
Moving along. Artificial sweeteners. We talked about sweet and low.
Artificial sweeteners.
Well, guess what? They did a study, and study found that they do not cause spikes in blood sugar. On their own, according to review, previously approved by the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the review where
the Europeans did this? They can't even get their freaking currency straight.
When the artificial sweetener was consumed with other foods and drinks containing calories, they found no effect on blood sugar levels.
Wait. Drinks containing calories. They would not have calories if they drank water. And I guess
that takes
the whole freaking test subject out of the equation if they drank water. Water.
But
we're all born wet. That's what keeps colleges and universities in business. That's what kills me. It's like, why are you spending so much money on everybody else has to get under regulation, but colleges and universities, they can charge whatever the hell they want. What's the kid going for? Communications. Oh, so he's not going to make any money in life. He's going to be a professional student. And yes, and by the time he graduates, he will owe the government $500 trillion because he never decided to move out of his parents' basement.
Are you done?
Yeah, for now.
Where was I?
For now.
I'm done with the artificial sweet. Okay. Sonic dryer.
Yeah, that's a boring one because everybody knows it's not good for you. So it doesn't matter what a European said because oh God, did it still take? Is EU still a currency? Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's the Euro.
They,
EU thing.
The Euro.
So some country. Everyone wants to get the fuck out of it because it sucks. The Euro is horrible. I can't believe that Canada. I mean, the Canadian dollar. I mean, during the bombing years, it was on par with our currency. Well, it tanked.
Not anymore. It's like at 70 cents now. I think 68, something like that.
Back down to where it was. Exactly. It was on par with the dollar, if not a little higher, for a few months a few years ago.
I'm going to invest in North Korea currency. What do they use over there? Do you have any clue?
No. I think you should invest in.
I bet North Koreans' currency sounds.
Actually,
like
no. I think North Korea they use the dong.
Do they really use the dong?
I knew the high dong. I know the Vietnamese use a dong. But let me see. North Korean currency. News at 11.
Well, while you're looking,
I don't even
that,
know if they have currency. They feed their people grass.
I was going to say, do they have money? I don't know if they have. Do they have?
I don't know if they do. It's Juan. WON. Juan.
I thought he was in Mexico.
Well, no, that's Juan.
Juan.
It's just Juan.
That's what it's called.
Or one. WON. There's not many ways you can pronounce this.
And you said it in Vietnam, it's called a dong?
I do believe so, because Dad brought a bunch of it back when he was over there in the 60s. The dong, D-O-N-G. D-O-N-G, the
okay.
dong. And
see
the Chinese have the dong team. Missile. Figure that one out. They got the dong missile. Everyone's using dongs over there. I don't know what the hell's going on. Dongs are running rampant.
Oh, okay.
The dongs
are
all over the place.
Our show. No
they
wonder
do.
They listen to our show. There's
right.
a bunch of dongs
right.
over there.
And we're the dings to the dong.
All right, Sonic Drive-In. When's the last time you've been to a Sonic?
I have never been. You know, I always wanted to go. The two guys that they have on the commercials, it's like, can you have like a missile hit them in the parking lot? Just blow the car up, and now they have the two new the women that like my God, if you had any more foundation on their faces, it'd look like a sidewalk. But it's like blow the shit up and get some new people to be spokesmen for Sonic. Honestly, I'm being totally honest. The people, they don't know. That's cool.
The only time I went to a Sonic Drive-In, the only time, was I was in California, and my ex-wife's car ran out of gas, and we pushed it.
Well, that's because it was your ex-wife's car. You didn't have to go far with that one.
Well, that's an old other story. But we pushed it into a Sonic Drive-In, and we were waiting for.
Well, see, there it is. No, you had a bad experience because you pushed it in. It's a drive-in, not a push-in. A push-in, that's like a pudding pop from Bill Cosby.
But
can I get a roofie colada for the lady?
Whoa, dude.
What? We're all Raiders now. I don't give a shit.
No, that was very good. Pudding pop. I get it. Okay, so
you want to put that pudding pop? Yeah, that's great.
He's gonna be getting a lot of
pudding
pops
and the pudding pop and everything.
He's gonna get a lot of pudding pops in prison, I guess. Okay, so anyway, Sonic Drive-In is expanding a test of an ordering app, allowing consumers to order beforehand. Remember when we talked about this, that our buddies at Chipotle is doing the same thing?
Yes!
Well,
yes.
Now Sonic.
Chipotle, the E. coli farm, yes.
And then when you order the app, and then they have a pickup location and a pickup time. So
they should have a drone drop it on you. Hope you got a convertible.
The company is testing the service in Lafayette, Louisiana, with plans to expand Oklahoma City and then taking it national by the end of 2018. But isn't the concept – wait a minute. Sonic, is that the one where you pull up if I remember?
I've never been to one. I told you that.
But I'm trying to remember. I don't think you don't go through a drive-thru. You actually speak into one of those speakers like they used to do at the old drive-ins, don't you?
Well, that's kind of the idea, wasn't it? It's a drive-in. It's a drive-up. Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you need an app for? That's the part I don't get. So are we that
freaking – people are stupid. That's why. People – app. Nobody even knows what app stands for. It's application. Nobody even knows that. It's like, I need an app. I need another app. I did Grover with Yoda mixed in on that one. Now, it's this app. I need an app to order my food. No, you need a voice to order your food, you idiot. You need a freaking voice. It's going to take you longer to type in your order. An order? I will not. It takes you longer to type in your order than it does to speak it.
Grover.
But I do not want to use my voice. I do not want to use my voice. No, I would rather order through the app because the app is nice to me. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's a combination of Grover, Yoda, and some Indian guy.
Oh, no. You will not take the last hot dog. Oh, no. You go now. I will not say it the second time. Shake my left hand.
All right. You always laugh at Maryland having crabs, right? We have crabs.
Well, they do. A lot of them.
I know. That's what we're known for.
Does it hurt when you pee?
There's a crab picking shortage. We don't have enough pickers. I didn't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. We need more crab pickers. Oh, yeah. We need more zit poppers, too.
The federal government has issued an additional 15,000 temporary worker visas for the state of Maryland.
For $18 an hour, just like Chick-fil-A.
The Department of Homeland Security agreed to issue H-2B visas for the
job. That's just wonderful. That's great because the little millennial snowflakes don't want to come out of the basement to pick crabs. They'd rather sit there and play their Xbox. There it is.
And Pokemon.
Don't fuck with the Pokemon. I know when you sleep.
We're short-staffed, and so are you, by the way. We're short-staffed over here in Maryland.
Oh, I know. My staff is quite fine there, pal.
All right, moving along.
I'll raise a flag to that.
Do you say pecan or pecan?
I say pecan.
Okay, pecan. FDA has published a warning letter, and they sent it to the Orange Bird.
Well, no. You asked me a question. I'm going to verify. I'm going to verify this. Hold on a second. Hey, hon. Okay, I got a question for you. Okay. Frank wants to know if I say pecan or pecan. I don't. What do I say?
Pecans.
Thank you very much. Okay, verified. Okay, going back downstairs.
There's your verification.
That's my verify. Hey, if the wife says it, it's true.
so you get pecan pie, huh?
I don't like pecan pie. I eat them raw.
Well, you're not going to eat them raw anymore after you hear this story. the FDA.
You're messing with my fucking nuts now. Now you got to mess with my nuts.
Yes. Yep. FDA's issued a warning letter to the Orangeburg Pecan Company dated May the 17th, alleging violations of current good manufacturing practices, hazard analysis, and risk-based preventative controls for human regulation.
Risk-based preventative controls. That sounds so important but needs nothing.
No, you didn't say the whole thing. Hazard analysis and risk-based preventative controls for human food regulation.
It's a freaking nut! All right, go.
Wait, it gets better. Specifically, here's where the warning from the FDA inspectors what they found?
Oh, God.
They found the presence of rodent excreta pellets during their inspections from October.
They've never been to Chipotle.
Did you see my story?
They've never been to Chipotle. They call that black bean, but those are actual small beans, aren't they? You ever see the size of them?
I know. Did you see my Facebook post? That's exactly what happened to me this past week. It's a true story. I came out in the morning, and in the morning you're not really focused. Most of us aren't. And I'm making my coffee, and I see three little black pellets, not little ones, big pellets, laying on the ground.
Oh, see, a rat, not mice.
In a row, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, I've got a rat living in the kitchen.
Or he didn't remember what he did last night.
Well, I get down on my hands and knees, and I'm inspecting it. I'm thinking, Jesus, man, this must be one hell of a rat. Well, it turns out,
So you're on your hands and knees looking closely at shit. This is just a picture, dude. I'll tell you what, this is what you do in Maryland. That's why it's below the Manson-Nixon line. This is what happens. I mean, good God, man, you guys got tons of crabs. Now your hands and knees looking at shit.
But then the coffee kicked in, and I realized that, wait, I had black beans last night.
Oh, no, you did.
And
I
realized I had dropped black beans on the floor, so it wasn't a rat.
In a row. No,
three.
You did well. If they fell in a row, that's pretty
they
cool.
They weren't exactly horizontally in a row, but they were close enough that I
Oh, they were in a row
like
in an altered reality kind of way. Yes, they're in a row.
And when you see something like that, too, your mind starts warping into this whole thing like, oh, shit, there's a rat in here.
Perhaps yours does. Man, I don't know where you're going. You're on your hands and knees looking at shit. They turned out to be beans. I don't know. I don't think we all think like you do, dude.
No, you would. If you saw
I really don't.
In the morning. In
Jersey, that's just like, the fuck happened, man? It's D-A-F-U-Q. Just to fuck. That's the entire night right there, or the entire morning on your case. To fuck. That's it. It explains everything. It's like a fugazi.
Okay. So the conclusion of my story is be careful eating pecan pies from a company called Orangeburg Pecan Company.
Because it might have black beans in it.
Exactly.
Yes, God forbid, there's black beans in with my peckings. Oh my goodness! Wow. News at 11. And I'll tell you what, this will be a CNN. This will be a Crime Stopper. I got black beans in my damn peckings. What the hell? Who's this world coming to? God damn it! I got black beans. No, what are the black beans doing? No, that's wrong. That's just wrong. Get that shit out of here.
All right. This is a help.
Hey, new series of moonshiners. Anyway, good.
All right, this is a health story. This is actually the last story of the evening.
What?
Okay. Well, there's actually another boring story.
I'm actually having, dude, I haven't had this much fun in quite some time on the show. Tonight's actually kind of fun. I like Friday.
Yeah, I like our new format. I don't feel like I'm rushed anymore. We used to rush.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, I crapped my pants half an hour ago. I'm good to go.
All right, you ready? This is health news.
Hit me.
Eating higher amounts of protein is associated with a slightly elevated risk of heart failure in middle-aged men than those who eat less protein.
Ah.
Okay, before I read the rest of this stupid shit.
And what do you call a hooker with a runny nose? You call her full. But that's just me.
I've got a runny nose, actually.
See, you did. You had to go there. You a hooah. All right, go ahead.
First of all, when I read these kind of stories, I think, how the hell did they come up with these percentages and these results? And
because millions of dollars were spent to find this bullshit out.
I mean, it's just so stupid. Okay, so eating higher amounts of protein.
There was no moon landing. It's Capricorn 1. Really? Omega Man.
There's Grover. There's Grover again. Is associated with higher and his.
Now that's
the
story,
that's
you
the
will.
The Indian version of Grover with a slight touch of.
Oh,
Yoda.
No.
Okay.
No. You will not have the last hot dog. No, you go now. No.
So men who eat less protein have less risk of heart failure, according to the research published in a magazine called Circulation.
Don't eat meat live longer.
Continue. The study found the risk of heart failure. Now, here's where we go with the percentages.
Oh, the failure
the risk
of the
heart.
Heart
failure. 49% higher for dairy protein. Uh-oh, that's that damn milk.
It's the damn milk. See, it's got, there it is again. A bunch of cow cum.
49% higher for dairy protein. 43% higher for animal protein. And only 17% higher for plant protein. Only protein.
How about man juice?
Fish? Well, okay, only proteins from fish and eggs, which in a way is kind of like man juice, isn't it? Only proteins from fish and eggs were not associated with heart failure. Now, how do they know that? How
they
in the
don't.
Hell do they come up with
that? They don't. They say they do.
And I'm supposed to believe it.
Yes, you're supposed to, because you're one of the millions who believes this shit.
Thank you, Grover. Okay.
Not a problem.
All right. I'll throw this last story in, and then we're done. Okay. We've talked about this before, but it's a continuing problem. The U.S. is facing a shortage of roughly 50,000 truck drivers. According to the American
Right, because all of the kids are going to school for sociology, which makes you able to eat bread.
And not drink milk. The
and
APA
not drink milk.
Noted,
drinking of the milk is forbidden.
The ATA noted that the U.S. will need 898,000 more drivers over the next decade to keep up with growth and demand.
You know what? That's okay. I'm going to say the evil word. Who's going to make less than 0.5% of the people listen? Cringe. Trump. He was the one who's going after vocational schools and getting kids to actually get a skill to do things. My God, if you want to be a truck driver, if you want to be a machinist, you want to be a technician. The hands-on stuff, you're going to make a goddamn motherfucking mint of money because nobody's doing it anymore. Nobody's doing it anymore. And the people that do it are going to die. And then we'll have nobody. If kids want to make money, they're not going to be CEO of IBM. Sorry. They're not going to be the president of Google. Sorry. They're not going to be Siri. Sorry, it's not going to be the president of Amazon. Sorry, the kids, go get a goddamn skill. Work with your fucking hands. Make something, build something, fix something with your goddamn hands. You're going to make a goddamn mint. If you want to go for a sociology degree and, like, just say, oh, I work for something, but I don't get paid for it because I still go to school. Until you're 50, that's your choice.
You know, at a welder, the average price that a welder makes per hour.
Off the fucking charts, dude. They make money.
Yep.
They can make serious money.
Just a starting welder makes $85 an hour.
Starting wage, $85 an hour. Your starting wage is higher than lawyers coming out of lawyer school. And you know what's great? When you go to a vocational college, you have no debt. You have no student debt at a vocational college because it costs 1/100th of what it costs to go to college, university. You're a shit where they charge you stupid amounts of money that you'll be paying off for the rest of your freaking life. You want to make money? $85. And vocational schools, usually 2 to 3 years. You start as a welder. You start at $85 an hour. You go up from there. You go up. You want to be an electrician? Start. They start about 115 an hour. Go from there. You want to be? Oh, what? You name it. The hand labor people, those are in demand. Nobody gives a flying shit about a sociology major. Nobody cares. Because
a truck driver,
they don't.
I think a truck driver nowadays, they're making big money now, too, because there's a shortage, so they can demand the higher.
They are. I mean, they're paid by the mile. The more you work, the more you make. Imagine that. What a concept. You got to give up the Xbox. If you're going to be a truck driver, give up the Xbox. You know, work your hands, pretty much give up the Xbox, because you don't care about the Xbox because you're making freaking money. And money is what runs your life. The more you have, the better off you are. Don't get too much because you become a douchebag. But just, it's nice to be comfortable.
I'm gonna find out for next week's show what a crab picker gets paid, because we're bringing in 15,000 people from overseas to be crab pickers. I bet they make good money too. I'm gonna find that out.
Find out like the base wages of all the hand trades. Find out the base wages. And I have to go to college. Why do you have to go to a $200,000 school for 4 years? Why? You're never going to get out of debt. Well, that's what you get. Exactly. That's why you never finish the end game. But anyway, it's like, dude, you don't have to go to these high-priced schools for an education. You don't. You can make it a lot more simple on yourself and just go to a vocational and learn a skill that you can pick up. I mean, these skills are not difficult to learn. To be an expert in them, yes, it takes years of knowledge doing that job over and over again. But your starting wage beats the shit out of $18 at Chick-fil-A. You're making $18 at Chick-fil-A. Okay, you can make $85 starting as a welder. Starting. People don't. This isn't press. This is not press in the news, because the news wants everybody to pay the professors their stupid amount of money and become a professional student. We need drones. Apple zombies. We need drones. And you are now a drone. If you pay $250,000 for a fucking education, that's going to get you a starting wage of probably Chick-fil-A, when you could spend 3 years and learn a trade of people that are and actually make a lot of money to start with and more to go with than hoping for the best.
I gotta put this on my music list, Star Spangled Banner, because when you get on these tangents and these ranting things, I just feel like I need to be like a flag flying behind you and Star Spangled Banner, because
Canada. Battle Hymn of the Republic.
That was truly beautiful. I'm touched by that. I think I'm going to go out and become a welder now.
Well, no, I'm being honest.
No,
I really am. It's true. What I'm saying is it's not bullshit. It's absolute truth. And these people think they got to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to be told what to think by some lib professor that has an agenda and makes more than you'll ever think of making by taking his course. Then what the hell are you doing there? Go learn a trade. Learn to work with your hands. I did furniture refinishing at the age of 14. I made a shit ton of money by the age of 19. And it built from there. Now I have a hot sauce company. Why? Because I take chances, and sometimes chances work out. You can't just think that life's going to feed you. No, you got to feed yourself. Make life provide for you, not feed you. Ugh.
No, you're right, 100% right. That's why I'm just letting you go, because everything you're saying is
true. I'm not talking bullshit. I'm talking real. It's like you life is what you make it. If you want to be a professional student and just fucking play Xbox for the rest of your life, go right ahead. You know, it hurt my feelings. But when you're standing in line complaining about your venti latte fucking bullshit almond milk crap and freaking Starbucks, you're just an annoyance. That's all you are.
Yes, I love it.
That's my 2 cents.
It's perfect. I'm going to play that over and over again. That was just amazing.
What, my rant?
All right, we got to go. that was probably one of your best rants. It was very.
Oh, cool. I'm glad to hear it. I'll come up with another one next week. I'm good like this. We're from Jersey. We got rants all over the fucking place. You want to talk about traffic? I can talk about it. I can do that for a week.
Well, nobody called, so I don't know that means that no one's listening or nobody just called. But
we got Kentucky Lady, which I thought was Hazleton, PA, and we got Fresno Bill.
Yeah, Iron Mike.
Iron Mike, that's right. Iron Mike, Fresno Iron Mike.
Oh, he's going to call in next week for sure. He was a little under the weather tonight, so he's going to.
We're all under the weather. That's why the clouds are above us. Ah!
Ah! All right, we got to go. You got anything else you want to add?
No, I think I've said my piece tonight. Now, sorry if I bored you people. If you didn't like what I said, that's because you don't agree with it, and that makes you wrong. So, hey, that's just me.
By the way, just on a side note before we go to www.defconsauces.com to find John's products and all of his great sauces. And he's got some badass, really good jerky. You're still making the jerky, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a jerky. I got to make the jerky.
And even though I haven't mentioned it in a while, it is on our website that check out the Fogarty ovens. Barbecue oven.
The guy's John's doing very well for it. He's all over Facebook. I love it.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a good job. And Fogarty charcoal
he
ovens.
Is.
I'd
want out of his mother's flat too. So hey, that's love you, John. keep the good work up. You got to get out of the flat.
And for me, I'm still working on a product that I've had some issues with, that Panko product, but it's coming close now. So. Ponko.
Are you done with it?
No. I had a setback on shipping and packaging because that shit's hard to. I mean, well, we'll talk about that some other night. But damn, great. Speaking of truck drivers, Jesus Christ! Just to ship 1 pound of Ponko it costs more than the Ponko.
Yeah, it does.
So.
That's why you tell people to order. The first 5 pounds of shipping is always the most expensive. If you can get them to get their friends to order some, whatever, get over 5 pounds, it goes from, let's just say $2 a pound down to about 30 cents. That's how it works. And I found, Ponko, you can't really damage. You can damage a container. If you don't want your shit broke, use FedEx. We gave up on UPS and USPS years ago. UPS is breaking 18% of our shit, and UPS is breaking, I think it was 11 or 12%. And FedEx, over the last 15 years, has broken less than 2% of our stuff. It's not because we package it wrong. It's because FedEx actually gives a shit about your package. And I'm not being paid by FedEx to say that.
Very good. So there it is.
Another little mini rant.
five pounds of Ponko is a lot of Ponko. So I've got to get it down to like the 2 ounce and 6 ounce shipments. I'll talk about that later. Okay.
Yeah. So. Well, what's cool is, UPS, UPS works in a 7-day cycle. USPS, fuck them. And then with FedEx, it's the more you use them, the less you pay. It's a long-term curve. I mean, right now, our prices are pretty good. It was 15 years. But, I mean, our prices are pretty good now at FedEx. I mean, yeah, you're going to California. Of course it's going to cost more than going to Bayonne. But, I mean, that's the nature of the beast.
Bayonne. I haven't heard
Bayonne. Port of call. Bayonne.
All right. We got to go. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday night. If you can find us on Facebook, too. And check out John's DefConSauces.com.
Absolutely.
And we're done. So, everyone, have a nice evening. I guess you want to.
Hey. Same bat time. Same bat channel next Friday.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Records. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
This outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2011, now I'm back with the Moonshine Bandit. It's that country hip hop with this white trash renegade. Staying real motherfuckers till they put us in the grave. Pistol in my pocket, now it's straight as your dome. You're the type of kid that should've just left it alone. We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck? You must be mistaken. B.I.G. Capital B, the rest is history.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox. On the leather vest, and every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bumped me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allan Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three knows me, and shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time. I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousin. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford. People all aboard. This the midnight rider. Call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider. A shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you're working just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn. Cause I'm a whiskey-drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like